You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Mr. Patrick Taylor, the CEO of Oversight Systems, an Atlanta-based software company founded in 2003 that provides solutions that automate compliance for disbursement-related business processes, such as accounts payable, travel and expense, and purchase card programs. Mr. Taylor, a pleasure to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Always great to be a guest.
And you're most welcome and always good to have you. You always provide a lot of great information, especially on artificial intelligence, and certainly want to get an update from you. So to kick things off, in your latest op-ed called Robots Are Coming Into the Workforce Now and How This Is Becoming the New Normal and We Better Get Ready for This, can you talk about that and what you mean to our listeners?
Yeah, so, you know, particularly in finance, robots is kind of a euphemism for really thinking about higher levels of automation. So, you know, people aren't actually putting physical robots in finance departments. But what they mean, you know, and I think, frankly, it is a pretty good representation, is we have, because of the capabilities that are growing in the software business, and particularly what you can do now with artificial intelligence, you can automate more and more of the tasks that were formerly, that formerly people were doing. And so it's quite popular in back office operations to talk about how you're deploying robot process automation, or robots for short.
You also mentioned that artificial intelligence will have a real impact on our lives and the workforce and outside of it as well, and the change can be positive if we feel comfortable with it. I know in our society today, it's always about embracing change. Change certainly can be difficult for some. Some adjust easier than others. Talk about that and the role AI plays into the future.
Yes, so exactly as you pointed out, this is kind of the relentless march. I mean, I can remember as a kid seeing a movie, I think it was titled The Adding Machines, and it talked about, you know, at one point in time, companies had legions of workers who were very good at math, and they would do, you know, the adding, tallying up of numbers, and somebody had invented and made practical, you know, the good old-fashioned adding machine, and it was displacing workers, right? And so the whole theme of this movie was about how someone was being displaced. Well, you know, that march is relentless, and it is what's happening now with artificial intelligence-enabled solutions is the technology is moving another notch up the value chain. So the more it can accomplish more advanced tasks that before we would have paid someone to do. And in particular, where you see this is where you have I'm going to call kind of repetitive routine work that is done. So I'll take in our case. So we're quote unquote, you could think of our software as being a robot auditor. So the part of an auditor's job traditionally where, you know, the first thing you had to do was go get the different data, pieces of data you wanted to analyze. And then you had to bring the data together, probably clean it up some, figure out how to relate data from one source to another source, perform some analysis, find some interesting things with that analysis, go back, perform some additional analysis, you know, and continue that process until you get to some interesting conclusions. And then based on those conclusions, go take those forward and you know, make changes in the business or you know, continuing down the path there. Well, a whole lot of what I just described is you can now automate. So in our case, we take that from the very beginning when we're acquiring and cleaning up the data. That is all part of what, you know, a solution like ours would do. It then does that multiple levels of analysis. I mean, the artificial intelligence approach we use is something called evidential reasoning, which is designed for looking for pieces of evidence, clues, almost like a detective, which again, could have been part of a audit, particularly a forensic audit type process. We then get down and focus to the interesting conclusions out of all that analysis. So all that work now is handled in an automated fashion. It's a combination of technologies, to be really fair. Artificial intelligence is certainly a key component. And you see this same kind of thing happening in call centers, in lots of different back office operations where you see sort of repeatable routine tasks. And so it's, as a worker, you now really need to think about what am I doing as part of my job? And if it's all kind of repeatable routine, you're going to want to find some other places where you can add value because in coming up, you're going, very much that work could be threatened to be replaced by cheaper and faster technology.
So true. And when it comes to artificial intelligence, is America behind the curve compared to other countries and the rest of the world, in your opinion? And how will artificial intelligence affect the American workforce now and looking ahead as well?
Yeah, so I think, who's ahead by what country is probably can be quite industry and application specific. So it's probably hard to say AI in general. And even given that, we're actually in pretty good shape. So, if we do anything well as a country, it is innovation, right? Whether it's Silicon Valley or Atlanta, where we're based, or any of the number of places around the country, you can see people being innovative around technology. So I don't think we're in we're in any particular disadvantage there. And sort of it's an interesting thing. The willingness from a company's perspective to adopt the technology, in a lot of ways, the payback is somewhat related to the cost of labor. So given that this is a higher cost labor market, it's going to tend to make our companies adopt it more than if you work somewhere where you can buy workers for a fraction of the price. Well, then it's a little harder necessarily to justify the investments. What's it going to mean for American workers is, again, you're going to need to find new places where you can add value as a worker. And so I'll take and go back to examples we're familiar with. In you're trying to mitigate the risk in travel expense reports, right? You're trying to make sure there's no waste or fraud happening in your company's expense reports. If you're the person who's just doing the routine analysis, that's going to be, as I mentioned earlier, going to be threatened. But let's think through the whole job there. What happens next after we've found some patterns of bad behavior, problematic expense reports, is we now need to go interact with the employees that were involved, that were running through those expense reports, and either help educate them on what the company's policies are and why they shouldn't be doing that. In the positive view, teach them, give an opportunity to be smart about how they spend a couple's travel money. Or, sometimes in an area view where someone is really trying to cheat the company, then it becomes, an HR action, right? The euphemism for firing someone. But that interacting with other people, is certainly a good place where you can add value as an employee. So what, again, I would suggest anyone do is focusing on where are the places where I can take what's being delivered by the advanced technology, help move it further down, more complete the whole job. And a lot of that's going to be around the place where you start interacting with other people. And again, I use the expense reports. We could talk about the same thing about dealing with your vendors or, any of the, if I go back to the call center example, you're still going to spend time helping customers. And so you need to be, I think, in the places where, you can add value incrementally above and beyond what you're going to get from the technology. So put it another way, if you're, again, if you're just the person who turns the cranks over and over in a very routine, repetitive way, I think that a lot of those jobs are going to be threatened by the march of technology.
And I think you're absolutely correct there. Today we are joined by Mr. Patrick Taylor, the CEO of Oversight Systems, an Atlanta-based software company, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, personally, Mr. Taylor, how has artificial intelligence or AI affected your business?
So we're doing the same thing. I could say it two ways. You know, one, it's the core of our product, right? So it is fundamental to how we're able to deliver value for customers. But we also try to do the same thing, which is, you know, where are the places where I can improve our speed, our efficiency, our accuracy in our operations, and then we embrace technology to do that. So, you know, there's an interesting example. So we do our own risk mitigation around making sure our services are up and running and available for customers. And we do all we can to automate as much of that monitoring as possible. So we don't have someone who we're paying to, you know, look for red blinking lights to show up on a screen. Instead, now what we have our IT staff doing is, you know, we find those problems, do as much diagnosis as possible with technology, and now they're out trying to correct and fix the issues. And in our case, what it's really let us do is support growth without having to do as much hiring as we normally would have. And then the benefit for that is we're able to provide a more economical solution for more customers, right? We're able to provide them a high degree of value and not have to frankly charge as much for it, and that makes it more attractive for more companies, et cetera.
If you would, Mr. Taylor, for the listeners, can you give us an example of how you helped one of your clients with the use of artificial intelligence?
Sure. So let me explain their existing situation. And what this client had was a team of, this is a Fortune 2000 style company. And they had a team of people who would look at every expense report in their expense reporting system. One of their steps was they had that team of people randomly sample 30% of the expense reports. And then they would try to look at those and make sure there weren't any problems in that particular expense report. And the other thing they had is managers had the job of approving people's expense reports. Well, there's sort of two implications of those two activities. One, we'll start with the managers. Frankly, it's very tedious to look at all the expense reports. So typically, a manager is really quick to hit the approve button and move it down the line. And if the manager found something, I'm going to say nag the employee and say, hey, there's a problem with this expense line item. And you know, maybe the employee can justify it or whatever. But it's not a real productive conversation in terms of influence that employee's ongoing behavior. And then the people who are sitting looking at 30% of them, most of what they looked at was perfectly okay. So, you know, a waste of time. And then B, you know, there's sort of a cognitive problem, a positive confirmation bias. If most of what you look at is okay, it's really hard to keep your mind tuned in to find problems, even when one of those problems come in your sample. So the way we change things for them is now what we end up showing them after the results firehole process is we show them all of the expense reports, and more importantly, the employees who have a pattern of suspicious activity, of questionable activity, of activity that's not reasonable is probably the right way to look at that. And now with that pattern, the back office people are looking now, pull that pattern together, send that to the employee's boss, and now the employee's boss can sit down and interact with the employee and tell her, here's, we've seen, over the past month, here's a number of things you did that weren't reasonable. Yeah, if you'd line up with a policy, we'd save this much money on our budget. And it's just a more productive conversation. And further, they completely eliminated manager approval because it was a waste of time. And now your manager spends some time, again, with that more productive conversation. The net result of that is they cut their amount of effort by 65%, right? So that's a lot of FTE savings. And that's seen a dramatic reduction in the non-compliant activity. Now, in this company's case, they redeployed, fortunately, some of the little bit more than half of the workforce they had there doing that into other higher value tasks. But that's a pretty typical example of how we're able to impact a company's performance based on the use of our overall technology, and which of course the artificial intelligence is a key component.
And you got to love technology, and thanks for sharing that great example with us. Really appreciate that. Lastly, why don't you tell our listeners about Oversight Systems and how you can help companies and organizations like the example that you just shared, and where they can find you as well?
Yes, so come visit us at oversightsystems.com, and our solutions are something called Insights on Demand. And what those mean is for the business process, disbursement-related business processes, so procure to pay, purchase cards, travel and expense, we have, from working with hundreds of clients, developed very advanced analysis for each of those processes. So to look at it, you're not only getting our technology, but there's a lot of great domain expertise in that. And with our technology, what we can help you find, or what we'll deliver to you, are here are the places where you've got some patterns of activity that if you address, you will absolutely positively impact your bottom line. You will reduce costs. You will reduce waste. And you'll be able to do that with less effort than what you're spending today trying to address those same risk and concern. So it's we like to say it is both better and it is easier.
Well, Mr. Taylor, always great to have you. Thanks once again for all the fine information shared here today and for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. And certainly look forward to our next conversation.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
And it's always our pleasure. Once again, we've been speaking with Mr. Patrick Taylor, the CEO of Oversight Systems, an Atlanta-based software company founded in 2003 that provides solutions that automate compliance for disbursement-related business processes such as accounts payable, travel and expense, and purchase card programs. And for more information, simply visit OversightSystems.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.